How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hi, I'm Lila Fear.
And I'm Lewis Gibson.
And you're listening to
This Week in Skating.
Everyone, welcome to our podcast. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And this is This Week in Skating.
As you may know, Daphne and I are bringing you a new series highlighting our fellow figure skating podcasters. We are also looking ahead to the World Championships, and today our interview fits both these things.
Lila Fear and Lewis Gibson are getting ready to compete at their 8th World Championships, which is taking place in their training city of Montreal. Fear and Gibson are 2-time European silver medalists and 6-time British national champions.
When Lila isn't skating, she's a podcaster. Lila is the host of the Lila Joe Show, where, according to the podcast description, she asks questions of the world's most inspiring and accomplished individuals in order to provide role models for her generation and beyond.
So we want to welcome Lila and Lewis to This Week in Skating. Welcome, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Hello.
We're so glad that you could join us. We know that you're both very busy getting ready for Worlds. I mean, it's 3 weeks away.
Yeah, time flies, and I can see the Bell Center from where I'm sitting, so it's all so close yet so far.
What are you most excited about, having a World Championships in your training city?
I mean, I think for most athletes, you don't often get the opportunity to compete at home, and it's obviously not our country of representation, but it's our home here in Canada, and I think that's pretty exciting. You know, we're going to have a lot of family there, and also, like, I've been to that arena quite a few times to watch amazing artists, so for us to get a chance to just be in there on the ice would be exciting.
Now, do you get to stay at home, or do you have to stay in a hotel or anything like that? I just always am wondering how that works.
I've always wondered that too.
I'm not sure if we're allowed to stay at home, but we are definitely choosing to stay in the hotel because, yes, it's a home competition, but it's the World Championships, and we want to really embody that entire competition experience. And it's always so much fun to get to stay in a hotel and go explore. So we're really going to treat it in that same vein.
That sounds great. So we're going to get started with a couple of podcasting questions. First one, Lila, you're already focused on skating and school. Why did you decide to start a podcast?
Great question. So I started the podcast when I was not in school. It was during a gap year after high school, and I like to stay busy, and I got bored quite quickly not having school. So I started listening to podcasts as a way to learn, and I was listening to Oprah's Super Soul Conversations and Tim Ferriss's show as well. And then found that I was really drawn to the interviewer more so than the guest, and how they connected with their guests and brought out their true stories and dug deep and really connected in a real way. And I thought, oh God, I could talk to a wall. I love meeting new people. Why don't I give it a go? I need a project at this point in my life. So I still edit it all myself. It's very low budget, just a passion project. I know that term is overused, but it's something I do for fun, no pressure. And it's really opened up so much, so many opportunities and so much joy for me in my life. And it's something that I really absolutely adore alongside skating and school, although it is on the back burner when those two take priority.
I think Gina and I can relate.
Mm-hmm.
I started podcasting during the pandemic because what could you do? You couldn't really go anywhere. You couldn't do anything. And I needed something creative to give me, to fuel me during that time, because it was a real difficult time for all of us. And it grew into doing my own movie podcast with a friend of mine. And then I combined it with my love of skating to create this podcast with Gina.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like your podcast was one of the first skating podcasts, Lila. It's been around for a while, right?
Yeah, I think that would have been around 2017. I might be making that up when I started. And I started not even interviewing skaters. And then it was actually during the pandemic that I wanted to keep that skating community with my training mates connected when we were not able to be together, and to really help to introduce the skaters or the humans behind the skaters during that time. And that really did get me through the pandemic in many ways.
So can you describe your podcast to those who may not have listened to it?
Yes. So growing up, I always found so much value in having role models and people that showed me what was possible in life if you're committed, if you're willing, and if you believe in yourself. And I found that that was such a gift in my life, and I wanted to give that to my listeners. So I interview a huge array of people from, you know, Tony Award-winning actors to Olympic champions to hotel managers, the list goes on, and really just showing that there's so many different ways that you can build the life of your dreams and create the life of your dreams. And so I hope to expose those, my listeners, to those stories, and maybe they'll relate in some way and pull on that thread in their own lives and have their curiosity piqued and really take it from there in their own way.
Do you have a favorite episode that you've recorded?
Gosh, it's so hard to answer that question. But in the past, they're all, it's like choosing children. I have two that are particularly fond for me. One of them was with my role model of all role models, Tessa Virtue. She's the reason I do ice dance and love it. And I mean, she's become a mentor of ours and a really dear friend, and she's just an incredible human. So that was a big pinch me moment. And I really appreciated her honesty and thoughtful answers in the interview. I felt like she really opened up and answered my questions very thoroughly with her heart and spirit. And it was just a really amazing experience. And then my other answer would be Fareed Zakaria, because that was intimidating for me. I was really honestly scared to do that interview. And my goal going in was, let's just connect with Fareed the human here. And he's just a guy, you know, he grew up somewhere. Let's hear his story. Let's hear what drives him in his life. And, you know, he really opened up about the unconditional love from his mother and the role that he plays for his viewers and just all these different layers of his personality that I didn't know before. So it was a huge honor to get to go to his home, to sit down with him in his library and just be so present in that experience. And it was just really one of the most amazing interviews I've ever conducted.
So what have you learned from podcasting that you maybe didn't know before? Since you said you listen to podcasts, doing a podcast is a much different beast. What have you learned that maybe you didn't know before?
Something that I've really learned through the experience is the balance between structure and spontaneity. Because I love to research, I love to do my homework. I'm a big planner. Lewis can attest to that. And so when I first started, I had my really set structure of questions and I had to follow exactly what was being said. And, you know, whatever they said, I had to go back to the questions. And then I was like, let's bring a little courage here and let's embrace the unknown and follow where the interview goes. So I found a balance in my own technique between staying true to my structure, because I create those questions with an intention and the value that I want to offer my listeners. But then I also want to follow, okay, let's go down this road. Let's see what adventure we can go on here. And then it's that skill of being able to bring it back. And it's a constant process and evolution, but I find it's really equipped me in my interviews, but also in interactions with any humans, because I think there's an art of connecting with others and we all can relate to one another in so many ways. And it's really helped me with the microphone and without the microphone. And I love it so much.
I think when I emailed you, I explained that our process, when we do This Week in Skating, we have questions, but we kind of let the conversation go where it seems to be going. Often, all the questions get answered, but we do not go in the order that we have them listed, because they just get a mind of their own sometimes. And the conversation is the most important part. That's what my other friends who are in podcasting have said, that the best part of a podcast is when you listen, it's like two friends and you kind of get to know them through conversation. And so that's what we try to do here. So I totally get that.
Has Lewis been on the podcast before?
Yes, that was one of my favorites. Just because Lewis is an interesting guy. I'm totally biased, but I think he's pretty awesome. And you see his star power out there on the ice. I'm talking as if he's not right here, but but like, we are together all day, every day. And we have so many inside jokes and there's so many layers to this guy. And I was like, let's show the world a little bit of Lewis Gibson and the Scottish accent everyone melts over. So it's a really wonderful opportunity. And also because we're like best friends. And I think it's really cool to showcase our relationship and that we both love what we're doing and there's no one else we'd rather be skating with. And I think that also is nice for the audience to understand too, just to see, hey, we're going out there and it's competition and there's nerves and it's serious and we're doing our job. But also the process is incredibly fun because of the people you do it with.
So you mentioned a couple of podcasts you listened to early on. What are your favorite podcasts that you're listening to now?
Okay. So I'm a huge fan of, Lewis will know this too, Mel Robbins. I love this woman. I love her delivery. I love the research. I love how blunt and direct she is with her audience. And she holds us accountable for our dreams and for showing up in life. And I mean, I listen to them. I wish she'd release one like twice a day because I can't get enough. And I just love that she's on their journey too. She's had so many different career paths and layers of evolution in her own life. And she's still going. She has so many dreams and ambitions and she really makes it feel like we're friends. I mean, I feel like we're best friends, even though she has no idea who I am. Testament to who she is as a person and how real she is. And the fact that that's able to come across through a podcast to so many around the world is huge. And then another one is Jay Shetty, who is just such a master at what he does. And I love his energy. He's incredibly calm and grounded, but ambitious and committed and striving for maximal potential in life. And I love the questions he asks. I love his unique story of being a monk and then going into interviewing and being an author. And I had the privilege of going to his book tour and it was absolutely spectacular. It was almost like a concert Broadway show. He rapped at one point, book tour. It was incredible. And then I got to meet him afterwards and just think that he's a really great guy at the core. And I'm a huge fan of his too.
Well, we are going to transition to some skating questions. And we have a limited time for this interview because, of course, things are very, very busy. So eventually we'd love to have you come back and talk more about your backgrounds. But we chose to use our time today to talk about your programs a bit, because when you kind of broke out, you skated to some disco music and that earned you the nickname the Disco Brits. At least that's what was all over Twitter and some of the other social medias. But since then, you've skated to a number of other pieces that kind of set you apart because you embody just empowerment and you're so committed to whatever character or theme that you're going for. So I wanted to go back to the kind of the beginning. When you chose that music, how did that program come about? Because I feel like it was kind of the start of Lila and Lewis breaking through.
Gosh, it feels so long ago now about the disco program. But I think that it was just, and honestly, like a lot of the programs that we've done, it's just a sort of idea that's thrown out there, kind of into the brainstorming session, and then disco was one of them, and we're like, you know, it could be fun, let's explore it. And then you start listening to music and you're like, gosh, like I know all these songs. Like both of our parents were huge disco fans, so then their input came on board as to like, no, you can't use this, you have to use this song. And then you just started build it, and you know, it felt like a bit of a risk and definitely unknown when we started to choreograph it, but it took off. Like the first few days, it was so fast, it was so fun. And I think that always is sort of our test a little bit as to how a program is going to end up. But yeah, it was definitely a risk at the beginning because we didn't really have a style at that point. And then that sort of allowed us to figure it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's the first time that our personalities really shone through a performance, and it was the pursuit of fun and really just owning that we love to entertain and why not be different. And I think the question why not is something that drives us in our career, where it was, oh, let's do, well, what about disco? Why not? And it's Roman Hagenauer who does it in his French accent. Why not? Whenever we pose any suggestions. But whenever there's that question, we're like, let's see. And honestly, we've continued to do that ever since. And it's a lot of fun to find out how things will take shape.
Yeah, you have skated to some iconic singers and musicians. Madonna, Lady Gaga. I mean, I wonder at the start of every season, what are Lila and Lewis going to bring us this year?
That's what we want.
And I've been following or reporting or photographing Ice Dance for a long time. So it's exciting to see you progress from that program each season and do something that fits you, even though it's a little bit different each time. So we may talk a little bit about those other programs, but I feel like we have to fast forward to this season because we are getting ready for World Championships. And last, you know, late summer, you skated or revealed your music for your free dance from Rocky, which is a very well-known movie in the U.S. It's a big deal. What was the process like coming up with not only the music, but the actual like theme of this program?
Yeah, I think last season with Born This Way, we really felt a connection to the message behind the program. And we wanted to stay true to that again this season. And I think as athletes and humans, everyone can relate to this of overcoming things in life, struggles with self-doubt. Will I be good enough? Am I good enough? And then ultimately you have to believe you are, because no one else is going to do that for you. And that process, you know, it's never done. It's not linear in any way. And finding your strengths and owning them. And we were really empowered by that message and saw it shine through with the Rocky movies. We're both huge fans of those movies. And it had never been done before on the ice, which is another thing we're like, ding, 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 got to do it then. And we knew it would be a challenge because, you know, boxing is so athletic and agile. And then ice dance is so traditional and artistic and elegant. And we thought, why not, once again, try to blend the two and do something that hasn't been done before in our Lila and Lewis style, because we believe in this program. We love the message. We connect with it deeply. And we want to bring it to life on the ice. So, I mean, it's still evolving to this day, 3 weeks out. We've added so many layers to our storytelling, to our elements, to the different management of energy throughout the program and the performance. But it's been, honestly, I think it's my favorite free dance ever. It's taken us on a journey this season with so many amazing moments and so much that we've learned about ourselves as athletes. And also in itself, staying true to what we believe in with the program. Because as you mentioned earlier, there's been different criticism and feedback throughout the season. But for us, we just view that as feedback, full stop. And we have an amazing filter of people we trust around us and whose opinions we value the most. And we take what is constructive from that and we add it to our repertoire and we see how we can be creative and evolve the programs as a result in a really empowering and uplifting way.
Yeah, I mean, I told you before we started recording that.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
At first, I was a little unsure of what I thought of the program, and now I'm really looking forward to seeing it at the World Championships, and I'm hoping that the crowd is really going to get behind that program. But you guys have stayed committed to it, despite the criticism. Was that hard to do? Like, you could have easily said, oh, you know, this is not being well received. We can change it up and do a totally different program. But you really stayed committed to it. So what was the reasoning for that?
You know what was funny about that was, I think kind of similar to when we've choreographed other programs. When we started to choreograph this program, we were like, this is working. This is it. Like, no doubts, first competition. And we go out and we're like, yeah, love it. And then there was this sort of like feedback. And then we're like, huh, that doesn't quite fit with how it feels. But, you know, like as the season went on, we did stay committed. And, you know, we stayed committed to the message of the program. And I think that's the most important thing, because like, if we want to authentically tell the story, then we have to believe in what we're doing as well. And I think that's the ultimate part of that. And it's been a great learning for us as athletes and skaters in this sport. And I think also for people viewing it as well, you know, it's going to be more authentic this way. And hopefully for other skaters, it's like, take the risk, take the chance, try something, because you never know, it could be your moment and your breakthrough by doing that as well.
Yeah. And I think, Gina, like you said about how you weren't sure at the start of the season and now you're excited, that in itself reflects the process of doubting yourself, for example, and then over time, trusting the process, staying committed, giving it a chance, and then ultimately believing in it. And that's kind of what we feel we want to do. And we're really happy that we've taken you to that place too.
I think that, well, the theme and the story that you're trying to tell really aligns so well with sticking with and being committed.
Yeah.
Because it's your story to tell. Yes, it's the Rocky, you know, yes, it's from the Rocky movies, but you're telling the story on the ice. And that's your story to tell, and staying committed to it and believing in it. As you just said about Gina, you make other people believe in it too. And I think that's the power of a program that, it, you know, it becomes almost like the little engine that could, where it might not have the support at first, but over and over you start to win people over with it. And Gina and I have often talked too about, some programs you need to see in person to really, like, get yourself invested. And I have a feeling this is going to be one of those programs.
Yeah. And the way the crowd got behind your program, you know, Europeans and at the final, I was like, okay, you know, that's what I want to experience, is experiencing a crowd getting behind this program. And it's very hard to do that by watching it on a TV screen. Mm-hmm. So, and I say that a lot with programs too, that I have to see them in person. I really got to see them in person to really, you know, base my judgment on them. I can't, even just the first time out watching it on TV, I can't say I love a program based on the first time, because the programs evolve and it's a different experience being there in person. So that's why I've seen it evolve through the season, and I've seen how the crowd has gotten involved into the program. And so I'm looking forward to being there in Montreal and getting to see it. So,
and actually we're super excited because we've had a good like 9-10 weeks. I don't know if I'm exaggerating, but since Europeans, we've had a big block of time with a lot of time to enhance the program, and a huge intention behind our work the past few weeks has been, what are we doing for the crowd? Because we know what the Bell Center's like. We've seen Lewis saw Dua Lipa, I saw Ariana Grande. We're like, we want to involve the crowd. So we've been changing our angles, opening it up more, being more expansive, and including the 360 perspective of the arena, because we love performing, full stop. And we love competing because of the amount of people that we get to impact by being there in person. So we're really hoping that the message is very tangible for you guys when you get to be there and watch, and that hopefully it touches something within you too.
Now I want to ask about the rhythm dance. What was it like doing 80s for the rhythm dance this year?
Oh, so fun.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We actually had a challenge with this at the beginning, just trying to pick music and narrow it down. I thought at first, I was like, oh, this will be so easy. You know, like we have so much choice. It's a decade worth of music. We go down different routes or avenues. And then all of a sudden that came back after like searching for music. And you're like, oh no, what do we choose?
There's too many choices.
Yeah. And I think we made it to our fifth concept with Sweet Dreams. So we also wanted to make sure that we created a concept with the program itself. Of course, we wanted to evoke the 80s theme and feel in the program. So trying to get that vibe across kind of was a challenge, but also like it was a fun challenge, you know, like with the music structure and also the choreography, because sometimes you question like, what is 80s dance style in itself?
It's too many things, because the decade started with disco, the end of disco, and ended with hair metal just before we went, and techno before we went into grunge. So everything in between, and yeah, just a bit wild. It's been fun to see it all come to life. I wasn't sold at the beginning on how it was going to come across. But I would love, the one thing I will say about it is I would love for there to be more risks in selection of music if they bring it back again. I like the spectrum of music that we got this time, but there's so much that did not get tapped into that it's like, I'm just going to start a playlist right now and I'm just going to keep it and send it to and share it when... If it comes out again, I'll share it then.
Yeah, I think it's tricky because they allocate that genre and that decade. But so they're kind of making you fit into a box of some sort of 80s. And I feel like it's a little daunting to stray too far towards the boundaries of that box versus, okay, they want 80s. So what's the most quintessential 80s theme? And I think a lot of people gravitated towards that. But I will say that even in our own academy here, it's been really cool to see the different choices and the diversity of choices that reflect our personalities as skaters. And I think that just to have that around us all day, every day has been really inspiring. And we feed off of one another as a result.
I think Ice Academy in Montreal did a good job of spreading out. And Alec, how it turned out was music that, as you just said, it matched the skaters really well. And that's hard to do when you have a big training center. Okay, one last question, and then we'll do some fun questions that we like to end our episodes with. Is there a piece of music that you would like to skate to, but you haven't yet?
Okay. Lewis is going to kill me, but High School Musical. Because let me tell you, this was my childhood. Okay, I would do a Hannah Montana High School Musical medley, and I can be all the characters if Lewis doesn't want to take part. Like, I could be Floyd and Gabriella, Sharpay and Ryan. But this was my childhood. It really got me into loving to perform, singing, dancing, trying to act, all the things. And I mean, I haven't seen anyone do it on the ice, and I just think it would be very fun. Maybe as a show program, solo dance style with just me, but maybe it will happen at some point.
Yeah, maybe you can enter the solo dance series
into it. Yeah. It'll be a very long performance though, because there's three movies and I have to. The costume changes, the wig changes.
That's a lot. And you'd have to figure all of that in and how to make it work.
I've brainstormed, don't worry. I have the choreography done.
What about you, Lewis?
Well, here's the thing. I feel like when you choose music to skate to, even if you don't get sick of it, if it comes around on like a playlist on Spotify, you still hit skip. in my opinion.
Yeah.
And if you don't, all you do is catch, oh yeah, I cut it there. I forgot that. There is more courses.
Yeah.
So I think like there's one artist that I wouldn't touch. I love is Kylie Minogue. Love her, but I just wouldn't touch it because I kind of don't want to tarnish the socks.
You could make a compromise and skate with her instead.
Yes, there's always that.
I think that's like a good option if you don't want to skate to her music in fear of ruining it.
Yeah, next best thing, her singing live.
Yeah, there we are.
There you go. That's what
that might work out well. Well, Gina is going to handle our fun questions.
All right. Well, we'll start with, you're a new addition to the crayon box. What color would you be and why?
Whoa.
I think I would be orange. And my reason for that is like, I don't feel like I'm quite a red. I'm not that fiery. But orange is still quite a strong, it's still quite a bold color. And it's also close to like a kind of earthy and grounded tone as well.
I would choose lilac because you can tell by my outfit, I'm wearing it. All I own is that color for some reason. I think it's because it's similar to my name.
Yep.
Like Lila. So I get gifted a lot of purple basically. And I think that that is just my brand at the moment. So that's my crayon color.
That's a popular choice. I think we had some lilac and lavender. Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very calming.
Okay, other than your skates and costumes and all other skating-related items, what is one thing you pack in your suitcase that you can't travel without when you go to a competition?
Can I answer for Lewis and he answers for me?
Sure.
Absolutely.
For Lewis, it would be his clock. He packs his clock. It's the one that like wakes you up like the sunrise.
Oh, okay.
And it's always in... When my bag's overweight and we have to trade things to balance out the weight, I always end up with his clock in my bag.
And I always end up with her peanut butter. And that is something that is always packed as well. Every competition.
Very heavy.
Yeah. And it's more than one jar.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I have like three per competition just because I mix and match.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah. That is, we've not had those answers before.
Pillows.
But yeah. Yeah, no. Okay, if you had a time machine, would you travel to the future or back to the past?
The past, because I would like to, my grandpa passed away when I was 2, and I've heard nothing but the best about him, and I feel like we'd have some great chats, so I'd really like to go back and spend time with him.
It's a tough question.
What if These I said they get tough?
These are all Gina. These are all Gina.
There's still two more, and the last one is pretty tough.
I love them.
You know, I'll go the opposite way just because I am undecided. I think I would want to travel forward. Not that I like to rush things away, but I also don't think I'd want to change, if we're talking skating, my path to where I am now. So I wouldn't mind going forward.
So what TV show are you currently binging or watching?
Lewis?
For me, it's every edition of RuPaul's Drag Race. And thankfully there's one nearly
I all year feel
round.
Like they're having them in different countries now. Yeah. And it's very it's absolutely. Global
yeah
there's always a new episode. I'm like, Lewis, what are you gonna do tonight? He's like, well, this episode's coming out and this final of this country, and it's endless inspiration. I've been rewatching Ted Lasso because I watched it when I was younger and I didn't appreciate the brilliance of this show, the humor, the heartwarming message. So I'm loving it. And all of like the positive psychology behind it too. And the characters, you just fall in love with them. So I'm really enjoying that.
Yeah. I actually own one pop figure from the whole Ted Lasso series, and it's Keely.
Yeah. Can be best friends, please.
Oh, she was Juno
and,
Temple.
And Roy can be our friend too, because he's
funny. Oh my goodness. Oh man. Yeah, that show has so much joy.
It really does.
Gina, you would love it.
It's on my list after the skating season to watch
it. It's so...
Okay. Good call.
It's such a... It's emotional and
hilarious,
captivating and hilarious. Like, yep. There's just so much to love about it. You have to check it out.
I will do it after the skating season. All right, here's the last question. And if you thought any of the other ones were hard, this one's hard.
Woo!
If you were stuck on a deserted island with three figure skaters, past or present, who would you be stuck with?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, here, let me tell you that you can either get off the island, so you might want to choose skaters that can help you get off the island, or you can just stay on the island and have a grand old time, too, so you might want to pick skaters that you could have a good party with.
Okay.
Up to you.
They're all people I know, but I'll tell you the reasons. One is Lewis Gibson, because otherwise I'd have withdrawal issues. Whether or not he'd want me on the island. And also he would make it very aesthetic. Like he'd just make the environment very lovely to be in. Cause he's great at like DIY and home decor and ambiance in general. Tessa Virtue, cause I love her. We'd have some great chats and fun dance parties. And then Roman Hagenauer, because this man gets things done and he loves the solution. If you follow him in an airport, you don't need to think. You just follow him. Everything happens. So I feel like he'd be the one to get us off of the island and have organized some kind of boat or helicopter very, very efficiently.
We haven't had any of those.
No, that's great. No.
Yeah.
So I think I would choose Adam Rippon.
Oh, good one.
He's a popular just one.
Because I would want to laugh. You know, if we're going to be stuck there, I want it to be funny. Next, I would choose Daisuke Takahashi, because all-time favorite skater. Maybe I could learn to, like, move the way that he moves.
Yeah.
That would give us something to do. Could teach some classes. And then, just because I feel like we need someone to drive us and, like, motivate no matter what, I would choose Tonya Harding.
Oh.
Just a little bit more grit than the others may have.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
You thought this
that would be a group of people.
That would be.
Also, kind of offended I'm not there, but I'll just swim and find my way. Don't worry.
And you know what? Didn't Tonya and Adam compete together on Dancing with the Stars?
I
don't know if they were the same season, but
they or maybe.
Yeah.
They could
have been, yeah.
I think they did. Adam came out on top on that one.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we do a dance battle too.
Yeah.
So maybe there would be some revenge and it would be down to three people.
It'd be Hunger Games by the end.
Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate you both taking the time to hang out with us today and answer some questions. And we'd love to have you back later time to chat about, you know, your backgrounds and stuff. Yeah. So.
And we look forward to seeing you in 3 weeks in Montreal.
Yes, we look forward to having you. And thanks for reaching out and having us. This was a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you very much.
We're so glad. Gina, can you let folks know where they can find us?
Well, you can find us at our website. It's thisweekinskating.com, on social media, including the site formerly known as Twitter, at @thiswkinskating, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, it's thisweekinskating. We'd love your feedback or your questions. You can reach out to us on social media or email us at thisweekinskating@gmail.com.
And if you're enjoying our episodes, please join us on Patreon. We are at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. That brings us to the end of our episode. Thanks for listening. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And you've been listening to This Week in Skating.
Have an ice week!
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.